We leave in 7 days, so I hope you guys are ready. All right. Today, hopefully, we will answer some questions, some last-minute questions that you have. I'm sure you'll give me some questions that I haven't thought of. But we're gonna be pulling out of here 7 days from right now. We're gonna be leaving, literally, like now. And I'm gonna tell you how that's gonna look and what's gonna be happening next week, and all of those things. But let's start where we should. All right. Let's start with what our vision and our reason, our mission, our purpose for this. Acts 1:8. You will be my witnesses, Jesus said, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Do not miss this. Do not let this out of your sight, that this is the reason for all of this, is for us to be Jesus to people that we're going to go serve and to be serving people. And an awesome thing, I guess, that has happened that I want to let you guys all know about. Right off the bat, is that we are adding Destiny to the team. At the very last minute, I understand that, but let me just, so that everybody is aware and the whole, like, it's not fair kind of thing, let me just address all of that real quick right now. She was originally going to be a part of the team months and months ago, and she was planning on it back when everybody else was doing it and signing up and all of those things, and some things that were on her schedule that she just literally could not get out of at the time in the last 2 weeks went away. And we've happened to have, whether you guys realize it or not, because we've done it quietly, we've had 3 people fall off the trip that were originally supposed to go on. And part of the problem with that is that the way the next step did it, the church was gonna have to eat the money on those 3 people. We are still gonna have to eat the money on some of them just because of the way that it all happened and the timing in which they dropped off of the team for various reasons. One is medical and all of that, but Next Step has been really great in helping with that. They're helping with a little bit of a refund in some ways for one of them. But Destiny was originally supposed to go, and so when we talked about this and this opportunity came available, she is paying the full price of the trip so that we all know this. She is going to do as many volunteer hours as she can this week. We've talked about all the things to make it add up. We're doing all the meetings. She's listened to all the podcasts. We're going to go over and above to make sure that she has done as much as we possibly can in terms of the same things that you guys have done with this. Because some of you, there has been a scheduling conflict as far as Sundays and things like that go, and we give some grace where there's some things that are unavoidable, and she's got a couple of those things, and some of you fall into the category of a couple of those things. At the same time, though, I know her heart, I know her desire, I know her work ethic to want to be here, and she's going to be an awesome part of the team, and I'm excited that she's joining on, and I know you guys are all going to just, you know, embrace it and all that. So it's a good thing. So I wanted to let you guys know about all that. But let's pray. All right. Let's start off with prayer, and let's get our hearts and minds as we just get ready for this last week, because it's gonna be a lot. So let's do it. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. Again, we thank you for the chance we get to be your hands and feet, to be used by you in the different opportunities and ways that we get to do this. So God, I just pray for your hand of protection over each and every student here, over everybody that's a part of this team. God, I just pray that you would, Lord, that you would just keep your hand over us. Holy Spirit, that you would fill us with your love, with your servant attitude, with eyes to see the way that you see. Lord, I pray for all the organization, all the logistics, all the stuff that's got to happen this next week for us to be in a place where we can go and be the most effective we can possibly be. God, there's always things that happen that we can't plan for. And I know some things like that are going to happen. But God, I also pray, Lord, for the amazing, awesome, unexpected things that you are going to do that I know we're not ready for. God, I'm excited to see what it is that you're going to do during the week. So Lord, I just pray that you would get us out of the way and allow us to be used in a way that only can be explained by you. So Father, just give us a great meeting today. Help us to have focus and the right heart as we move forward and plan and prepare. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Got a lot of logistics, so please pay attention to some of these things. And there will be a podcast recorded that will be posted and everything. A lot of these things you already have in writing. If you need them again, we've got some of those forms printed out, but want to tell you about some of the things. So next Sunday we're leaving. Here's the deal. I need you guys here by 9 a.m. next Sunday with all of your stuff, all right? Here's how we're going to do this. We're going to pack the trailer. We're going to pack the trailer the first hour, okay? The 9 to 10 o'clock hour. So we're going to have the trailer out back. We're going to have the truck hooked up to it. We'll get all of that stuff done. We'll come in here. I think the bridge band's going to be practicing in here, but that's whatever. We'll come in here and they'll be practicing and all that stuff. But we will just get ourselves organized in the back while they're doing that. And we will load up the trailer and have everything loaded. I want everything loaded by 10 a.m. as best as we possibly can. Everybody loaded up. The vans will be here. We'll have all of that stuff. All right? So since we're using the trailer, and I know we're going to be gone for a whole week, but still do your best to pack maybe a little more lighter than possible. Like, please don't roll in here with luggage. I'm just saying. It makes it a little bit difficult. If you're, you know, coming in like you're going to the airport, like, I know if that's like the only bag you got or whatever, I get it, but it's going to be, it'll just be easier. We're eating lunch in here, so we'll come down here immediately following the bridge service. I'm preaching the bridge service. I'd like all of us to be up there because we're going to kind of do it like a send-off sort of thing from there. You guys will have your t-shirts and stuff. We'll talk about that. And immediately following the service, we'll come down here, eat, jump in the vans, and bust out, all right? And it's pretty much going to be a straight shot. We'll probably stop once to go to the bathroom if we absolutely have to. But I'd rather just get down there as quickly as possible. So I told them we would be down there sometime between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, so we should be able to get down there definitely in that window so that we can be ready for dinner and all that good stuff and get our beds set up and everything there. We will be returning Friday evening. I don't know exactly what time we will be back yet. I'll talk to you about that, what we're doing there here in just a few minutes. So that's that. You've got the welcome packet and the schedule and what each day is going to look like. We talked about that last time, so I'm not going to go over every bit of that. The what to bring list that is on that. You can download this thing on the website. It's all there. It's the it's that full information packet. Everybody's good on that? Yes? Yes? Okay. On the what to bring list, it says swimsuit. That is a no. And the only reason I'm saying no, I'm not being like a prude, we're not going to be swimming. We're just not. That is a what to bring list that's kind of a blanket list that they put out to everybody, to all of the trips that they do, and there's not really a swimming opportunity for our specific trip. So don't worry about bringing a swimsuit at all. You don't really need to worry about that. Nothing on the schedule involves that. I talked to Next Step, to Charlie, who is our contact guy down there, awesome guy. Talked to him for about an hour the other day on Friday, just about all the different things, and asked him some of our questions. So he answered the one about swimsuits. As far as what tools to bring, he said that the tools list that we have on there is still the tools list that we should go by. So if you look at that list and there's anything that you can bring, he did say this. I know some of you have already got a hammer. But we don't necessarily have to all bring a hammer. He said they got buttloads of hammers, so we're good there. But if you want to bring one, if you've got a special hammer, you can certainly bring that. But he did say things like drills would be helpful. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to let me know exactly what we can bring, and this isn't the most ideal, but it is what it is, I guess, because we are picking up where the group that is starting today, there's a group starting today down there, they end on Saturday. We pick up for them on Sunday when we get there. So wherever they get, we pick up from in the projects that we're going to be doing. So in some ways, it depends on how far they get this week as to what tools we're going to need to bring down. But he said that even if we show up with no tools, we'll be fine. So if you look at that tools list and you think that maybe there's a couple that you could add or bring or something along those lines, please hit me up and let me know. And we'll go from there. He did say that and I'm just going to recommend this to everybody. Everybody bring one pair of pants that you can like work in. And here's why. There may be a project that you get put into where it's going to be better for you to be in pants than it is to be shorts. Like if you're doing stuff like in brush or something like that, I know it's going to be hotter, but you're going to be glad that you had pants on. So if everybody has one pair of pants that is, you know, that's like I got a pair of crummy jeans that I use every time I'm doing like, you know, work at home or something like that outside. They look like, you know, but they're jeans and that's what they're for. So if everybody could bring a pair of like grubby work pants, that would be great just in case. You may never have to put them on. We'll see. But yeah, he said drills. Everybody has have a pair of safety glasses. I want everybody to have their own pair of safety glasses. If you don't have a pair of safety glasses, let me know because we got a bunch back there. Safety glasses and work gloves. If you bring nothing but those, we need those for sure. Safety glasses, work gloves for sure, and a water bottle. Everybody have a refillable water bottle that is theirs, that is marked. Everybody bring at least those things and you will be fine because they will have water on site for us, but they're not. We're not just gonna go through cups. Cup, throw away, that's stupid. Let's all have a water bottle that we can fill up. Cool? All right. Projects that we're doing. Here's what he said. They've been working on a new bathhouse for the Little League field that's there. And they've been making some progress on that. This Little League field, I guess, has been like a really cool thing for the community. So we're going to be working on that. We're going to be working with some homeowners. There's a wheelchair ramp that they're working on. There's a porch that they're working on. And there's also, I don't know how much we're going to get involved in these, but they've also been working with a couple of church plants and a couple of food pantries that are down in that area. So those are the kinds of things it looks like that we're going to be doing. In many ways, after I got off the phone with him, for those of you that have been on, that have been on Mission Akron, to me it feels like it's going to be very much a Mission Akron type of project just down in West Virginia. And even with the way that the schedule of the day goes, I feel like it's going to feel very much like that. So that's that. Let's talk about phones for a minute. Our phones, you guys can bring your phones. I don't know what kind of cell service is going to be there. However, phones will remain at the church that we're staying at. When we go out on the work sites, you guys are not taking your phones. Number one, I don't want them to get broke or anything along those lines. I don't want to have to worry about it. Two, I don't want you to have to. I don't want you to be distracted and, you know, doing, hey, selfie on my wheelchair ramp. You know what I mean? Like, we don't, not that I think you guys are going to be doing that because we talked about that, but like, if it's not there, you don't have to worry about it, you know? So we're going to leave them there. You're going to turn them into your connection group leader each morning before you leave. All right. And then when we get back, if you need them or whatever, our leaders, your leaders that are there will have a way to contact people. So just, you know, it's not like, well, if something happens, I guess I'm just out in the middle of nowhere. But it's not going to be like that. So that's that. Twin mattresses, for the girls especially, because you all have bunks that are twin-sized. The girls have bunks that are twin-sized, and there are no mattresses on those bunks. So you need to bring a mattress. You need to bring an air mattress, a twin-sized air mattress, or something that you don't mind just sleeping on the floor in. So guys, you know, we're just literally sleeping on the floor. So I would say get an air mattress, guys, and they do need to be twin size because of space, if possible. So, yes.
At Walmart, there are twin size mattresses, blow-up mattresses that are $8.
$8?
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart has cheap air mattresses. We usually do questions at the end, so hang on. Yeah. Is this pertinent to exactly what we're talking about? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, when we went to Oceana, it was like that. It was terrible. So we'll see. We'll see. Is yours about this?
Yeah, so you can sleep on the floor.
If you would want to sleep on the floor, I guess you could. That's up to you. We'll have to see what it looks like when we get down there. Let's talk about medication. Medications, for those of you that have medications, they will be handled by us, not by Next Step. We will help you guys. Our leadership team will help you in terms of like distribution and all those kinds of things so that we've got accountability and everything there. Usually Diana helps us with that, but I have not even talked to you about that. So I don't want to volunteer you for something that I haven't talked to you about. But, you know, like for the guys, we will handle that for the guys and for the girls, you know. So that, just so you guys know, that's how that's going to work. So let's talk about the other churches that are coming. There are two other churches that are coming. One is from New York, and one is from Missouri. There are 95 people total going to be there this week. 95 people total between all three of our churches. So just so you guys know, we'll get to know some people. They asked me on the phone if I was like really like adamant about our students only working with our students. And just so you know, I told them, no, put us wherever you want, wherever you need, wherever is needed the most. So there's a good chance that you may get thrown onto a team that has not too many of us on it. Or you might be the only one from ABT on it. I don't know. We will find out. We'll find out about that, but I want us to just know that going in, to have that willingness to be able to jump in on whatever it is that we need to do and be willing to be flexible with whatever it is that we need to do. On our way home on Friday, so that you guys know, we're going to be coming home because we get like the short week, but we're leaving at about 9 a.m. on Friday to come home. That's when we leave, but that's not when we'll be home. That's when we're leaving. I thought it might be fun to stop at a mall or something along those lines and just hang out for a little bit. So I don't know if it's going to be Easton. I don't know where it's going to be. I'm going to try to find maybe a mall that none of us have ever been to. And I'm going to give you guys like $10 to $15 each for food when we get there, so you don't have to worry about it. But just kind of something to chill and do on the way back is what we're going to do. And then we'll be home by that evening. I don't know exactly what time we'll be home. It's really in some ways going to depend on what time we get there. If your parents are really like, no, I need to know what time, let me know this week and I'll make a like designated, like, okay, then we will be back by this time. I would say we're not going to be back any later than probably 8 or 9 o'clock. I'll say that because I don't feel like, I know we're not going to, you know, close the mall down, but I just thought it'd be something fun and relaxing and chill to do as opposed to like, hey, you just worked your butt off all week and now we're going to go to like an amusement park and you're going to be even more exhausted and stand in line for the whole time or something like that. Not to mention, I'll be honest with you, I didn't budget that into it. So, because I just didn't know what this was going to look like. So that is that. With all of those things, Learn is the next slide up to date. Okay. Thank you, dear. Online individual participant form. You people still do not have your online individual participant form done, and they have to be done today. I have to have these today. So go on there. It's the top link at the very top. I need you to do this today. Callie, Jenna, Riley, Tilly. I need you guys to do this today. Please, please, please. Yes. Shh. Yeah, you probably need to do it on a computer and not on a phone. So, yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. I mean, maybe it does, but yeah. Shh. Yes, Learn. Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. All right, so there you go. Please get these done, guys, because I want to take you. These are the shirts that we're going to be getting, I think, when we get down there, because I don't have them yet. So I'm assuming they're going to give them to us when we get down there. Everybody's going to be getting one of these. And next Sunday, you will be getting these. They're here. I already have them. But I'm going to give them to you next Sunday because if I give them to you now, there'll be three or four of you that walk in and go, oh, I forgot. It's in my bag. And I know which three or four of you it would be. So you're going to get it next week. What's that? That is cyan. But it's closer to teal than our mint green shirts were at camp. I'll give you that. Because he looked at our mint green shirts and said, those are teal. And I said, you're colorblind. So I will hand these out to you guys next Sunday when we're packing up. I think it might be cool if we could all change into them to wear them during the service. So maybe wear a bottoms that will go with a T-shirt. That's actually more aimed at the ladies than anything. Like, don't wear a dress to church next week. Because it would look weird with a t-shirt on over a dress, but maybe. So there's that. Of course, everything is on the website. Connect316.com/missions is everything you need there. Let me throw this out too. Here's a date you might want to write down on your phone, August the 12th. Sunday, August 12th. That is going to be our mission service in, I know some of you won't be here, and I get that, but it's going to work out well with our series that we're doing. So August 12th is going to be the mission service that Sunday in both services, and with the first service starting at 9 a.m. But yeah, so both services, Temple and Bridge service in the Fellowship Chapeltorium. It will be in there. So Sunday, August 12th, be ready for that. All right, now, before we take a break for a couple of minutes, what questions can I answer? Yes.
What are work pants?
What are work pants? Pants that you can work in.
Actually, jeans, though.
They don't have to be jeans. I mean, I would say something... I would say something that's maybe a little bit thicker or something, like if you've got just a crusty pair of jeans or something like that, maybe just in case. Like I know some work pants are like the canvas kind of pants. I like wearing jeans, but it just all depends on you. So, yes. To get down there? I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out when we go down there. I mean, that's the way down there. So, yeah. Mike, can we leave our cars here? Wow, that is a good question. I need to find that out. I'm going to say yes. Nope, that was me. I hit that. Darn it. We're not doing that yet. I feel like we have to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know any other choice but to do that. So yes, but let me find out the best strategy for us to do that, because there may be a specific place that will be better for us to park. So yeah, let me find that out. That's a good question. Lauren, can you throw me a pen? No, we're not doing Jay's house again. That was... What other questions can I answer? Jail. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like, if you got to bring a suitcase, I get bringing a suitcase, but what I'm saying is let's not roll in with, like, four per person is all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, everybody's air mattress in a box or something? I don't know. Maybe. We've got the trailer, so it's not like we don't have room in the trailer. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I don't know how much sleeping area and stuff we're going to have when we get in there, too. You're probably just going to have your bed in, like, that little area. So if you have to make, like, a fort around your bed with your luggage, it's going to be, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe bring a charger for your phone that's like a battery charger, because yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how many outlets we're gonna have access to. So yeah. Shh, please guys. I think he was just kind of giving me the overview, but no, I don't think they're going to throw that many people on just those things. He was just giving me some examples of some things that were being done. He's going to, and this, like I said, this is the unfortunate part. He's going to call me this week and go, all right, here's what your projects are going to be next week. Here's what your tools are. So the problem is I may only have like 2 days to round up a couple of tools. Yeah. Yeah, I will. I'll hit you up as soon as I know. But no, I can't imagine they're going to send like 30 people to work on a wheelchair ramp or... Yeah. No, it's going to be... And the bathhouse, like whatever's happening at that Little League field, I think it's a huge facility. So I'd be willing to bet that it's going to be like, you know, four or five here, four or five there, four or five here, like even at that place. Yeah. Yeah, good question, though. Yes. Drills. Drills is the main one that they said. But you've got the list. you've got the list that's on there. I don't remember it off the top of my head right now. I know extension cords is one thing, but we got a bunch of those here at the church. I'm not worried about extension cords. But if you do bring tools, please mark the living snot out of them so that we know whose they are for sure. Yeah, another question was down here, I think. All right, we'll see what we round up, and I'll let you know, possibly. Kiara, did you have a question? Okay, I felt like I saw your hand up for whatever reason. Who else has a question? Tilly.
Okay, so, like, are drills and, like, screwdrivers the same thing?
No, a screwdriver is, like, a handle.
I thought that one's electrical, one is,
no.
Like this.
No, a drill's like a gun. A drill's like a gun. It's okay.
I don't work at home.
Yes. All right. Well, congratulations on that. And we are really sorry. All right. The slow clap. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Go, Callie. All right. What other questions can I answer? Yeah, some people have questions for Diana, which is fine. How many vans are we taking? We're taking 3. We're going to have to. Okay. That's a no. Many reasons. You're not. You have to be over 21. Yes. No, I don't have specific seating arranged on the van. No. Just be in one. Yeah. We'll figure it out. There's 3 front rows, so we'll find you one. All right. Anything else? As you think of stuff, let me know. All right? You got one? Bring some games for the trips. Don't bring video game systems. So don't bring those. But if you wanted to bring like cards or something like that, I'm sure we can. Some kind of games or whatever. Yeah. All right, guys. If you have any other questions, let me know. All right. What time are we here next week?
9
in the a.m. All right. So that is next week. 9 a.m. We're going to, oh, JL has a question? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so just be prepared for that. We may move cars around and stuff at, you know, before we leave. We'll have time to do that. It's fine. Because the Word Church gets done with their service before we do. So, so the parking lot will basically be empty-er by the time we get going. Anything else? All right, take a couple-minute break, and then we'll come back and finish up. So this is going to be our training portion. Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's pray as we go into this last part here. Jesus, I pray, God, that as we dive into your word for a few minutes, as we look at this last bit of spiritual training for us, God, that you would open our eyes and our hearts to how we need to be prepared spiritually. Because while all the logistics and all of that stuff is important, and it is, and we need to know all those things, God, this is just as important, if not more so. God, if we're not spiritually right, if we're not spiritually ready, spiritually prepared, Lord, it's really difficult to be used by you as opposed to us having our hearts, our minds, in the right place. So God, I just pray that you would speak to us right now and help us to grow closer to you so that we can be ambassadors for you this next week. In your name, amen. All right, so we've talked about a mission mindset, and having this mission mindset going in, with the goal is for us to develop this unified mentality and an understanding of community and in a community that we're ministering in. And so we've talked about these four aspects of having a mission mindset: being a humble servant, a fervent listener, a zealous developer, and this week, a discontent ambassador. And so I've got these things for you guys. Whoever would like to hand these out, I would appreciate it. Thank you, Chewy.
No, her name is Cupcake. Cupcake.
It's Chewy.
Chewy gives me bad memories of dogs.
So,
I'm no longer your aunt.
At the end of this, we're going to dive into some connection groups and some discussion questions among ourselves to dig into this a little bit more. So, so just so you guys know, that's how we're ending the meeting, like we've ended every other meeting. So does everybody have one? All right.
Olivia's a little behind. It's okay. Trying to do a good job.
It's okay.
Olivia, no, you just gave us the...
It's okay. So we're talking about being a discontent ambassador, and these are big words that that have some significant meaning that we're going to look at. So let's talk about this for a minute. Let's look at this scripture passage. This is a lot of scripture, but let's read it here. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is united with the, as this translation says, the anointed one, that person is a new creation. The old life is gone, and see, a new life has begun. All of this is a gift from our Creator God, who has pursued us and brought us into a restored and healthy relationship with Him through the anointed, and He has given us the same mission, the ministry of reconciliation, to bring others back to Him. It is central to our good news that God was in the anointed making things right between Himself and the world. This means He does not hold their signs against them, but it also means He charges us to proclaim the message that heals and restores our broken relationships with God and each other. So we are now representatives of the Anointed One, the liberating King. God has given us a charge to carry through our lives, urging all people on behalf of the Anointed to become reconciled to the Creator God. He orchestrated this. The Anointed One, who had never experienced sin, became sin for us so that in Him we might embody the very righteousness of God. Clearly, the Anointed that's talked about there is talking about Christ and Jesus. And so what do you guys think makes a discontent ambassador? Let's define our words here. What's ambassador mean? Somebody tell me what that means. A representative. Sure. Yeah, someone who's a representative, a promoter of a specific activity, things along those lines. What does discontent mean? Not content. Brilliant.
Discontent means to be happy, right?
Okay, so then what does discontent
not
mean?
Not happy.
Okay, not necessarily.
Like,
no,
no,
it does. It does not mean to be. Hang on. It does not mean to be. There it is.
So that means like you want to continue to work.
Not.
You don't want to just stop.
Correct.
You want to always keep building.
Not satisfied.
Not satisfied with.
Yes. Yes. So a person who is not satisfied is somebody who's discontent. A person who is a representative or a promoter of a specified activity is somebody who is an ambassador. So do you see how these things relate incredibly well to what we're going to be doing and who we are going to be representing and the activities that we're going to be a part of? And so we've got three really things that are crucial to being a discontent ambassador. Number one is being Christ-centered. To me, this is like a duh. I feel like all three of these things that we're going to talk about are like, in my mind, are kind of like duh that we should be these, but we also need to call them out. The community that we're with, the people that we talk to, what we say, how we act, the things that we do, the things that we don't do in some ways, everything we do must be Christ-centered. We represent Christ. We represent His name. We represent the kingdom of God in every single thing that we do. And for us to take that responsibility seriously is a big, big deal. We represent a living and a loving God, and we have to keep that in the forefront of our minds. It's that whole thing when I say attitude check.
Jesus.
Right, like as simple as that is, that's the idea there, right? Our attitude should be that of Jesus, which reflects anything and everything we do, from head to toe, top to bottom, inside and out. Every reaction that we have, every conversation that we have, every action that we take has to be Christ-centered and representative of him. Number two, commit to prayer. Commit to prayer. I don't know if you guys have been praying for the trip daily. I hope you have been. I have been. But this week, let me just challenge you to do that, to pray for this trip every single day. The most effective way, as it says here on your paper, to support a community long-term is to invest and commit to prayer for that community. I tell you guys all the time, prayer is one of the most powerful weapons, if not the most powerful weapon that we have spiritually, and we underutilize it. We don't use it enough. Pray. And when you are down there, when you get to like see some of this stuff, we see some of this happening, we need to commit to prayer for what we're doing, when we're doing it, and then after we're doing it. But let's, I hope you guys can commit to prayer this week, daily, to pray every day for the trip and for the people that we're going to be, meeting and serving and all of that stuff. So really good things come out of prayer. And prayer also does a whole lot for yourself, just I guess on a personal note, to like center yourself and to center your thoughts and your actions, that whole Christ-centeredness. These three things, you're going to see how they're almost progressive. Because if you are committed to prayer, then you will have a more Christ-centered attitude, right? And if you have a more Christ-centered attitude, then this last one, don't stop, is going to be a part of that. The first sentence here on this section says, allow each experience, each encounter, each story you hear to propel you into action, even after your mission trip has finished. Praying for the families that you meet on the trip, praying for the people that you meet on the trip, and not stopping that, the momentum that we can gain, the momentum that we can build during the week, we say this when we come back from camp and missions trips, but that kind of stuff that we can bring back with us and help to propel us moving forward for the kingdom are great, great things. But this last sentence, move forward with momentum, allowing your feelings of discontent toward the present state of the community to inspire action and continued involvement. Don't come back. Here's what I get from that. Let's not go on the trip and go, oh, we got that project done. Done. Moving on. Like, it's that's not the idea. We need to have the idea of, like, this is an ongoing thing. We don't stop. We don't stop, whether it's there, whether it's here. It's not, oh, man, done with that. Good. What's next? It's not that idea. It's the idea of continuing ministry, moving forward, continued involvement. So these three things, Christ-centered, commit to prayer, don't stop. We are going to have the opportunity to share the love of Christ with people through our actions and through our words and through our love for people. We say it all the time. They will know that we are followers of Jesus by what? By our love. By our love. So as we're preparing our hearts, as we're preparing our minds, as we're preparing our suitcases and all of those things, this idea of being discontent ambassadors for the cause of Christ, I hope really just kind of fills you this week so that when you show up Sunday, ready to go, and maybe even Wednesday, if you'd like to be here Wednesday to help us with a work day. For some of you that maybe still need a few volunteer hours, can be here Wednesday evening to help us, because we're going to be working on Powerhouse a little bit. But throughout this week, prepare yourself to be ready to be his representative as we move forward. As it says here, his strength is our momentum to continue sharing love and hope when situations are grim and hopeless. If we're going to be ambassadors, we got to be the ones walking in. We got to lead by example. And we have to be, I said this this morning as well. But this is for you guys as well, because you guys are leaders. Whether you realize it or not, going on a trip like this makes you a leader. So you guys are leaders, and we need to be not the thermometer, but a thermostat. What does a thermostat do? It controls the temperature, and it keeps it there. A thermometer just measures it and says this is what it is. But a thermostat makes the temperature what it is and keeps it there. All of us, look at me, all of us need to be a thermostat for Jesus this coming week. Be ready for that, to keep it where it needs to be. And for us to be able to be that, we need to be Christ-centered. We need to be committed to prayer, and then we won't stop, because we will be ready to go. And relying on the Holy Spirit's power, not our own, as we move forward and we do what he's called us to do. So these are our connection groups. They may have been switched around just an ounce, just so you guys know, because of some people that dropped off and adding Destiny. So the connection groups have changed out just a little bit. So we've got some discussion questions that we're going to go over together. So check that. Make sure you're still where you are. And if you're not, then now you know where you are. And if there's any questions on that, or if something looks funky, let me know, because there's a good chance of that. So let's separate into our groups and go over these discussion questions. And then I want to follow up at the end. Before you go, I want to follow up with prayer. All right. So pray for these things in your group as we end our time today. Any other questions, please let me know. Okay. And break.